brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Just the shape of Chile, and geographically, I mean, it's a long country, all the way across the western side of South America, running from almost up at the top all the way down to the bottom, so close to Antarctica down at the bottom. Just amazing. I've always wanted to go there. I know a lot of patriots, you know, folks like Dave Hunt Kleiss and others have moved down there, and I've thought about when I've been looking at areas in the world, it's one of the safer places in South America if you go to the countryside. It's very beautiful, nice people. I mean, if they start arresting everybody and putting everybody in death camps, and if I can get my family out, I will, but it'll just be out of the fire into the frying pan. But a lot of elitists are moving to Chile, and they're pulling out of Costa Rica and Central America. What do you make of that overall, Matias Rojas, the great patriot who confronted David Rockefeller so handily?
I think that we have to let known to these people that they are not safe anywhere. These elitists.
What? I mean, just let them know that we're fully aware of their activities.
Yes, yes. I wanted to make that I wanted to let known to Mr. Rockefeller that we are not his slaves. I mean, they have done an incredible job of destroying the values, the family system, everything across the world. I want the people of Chile also to know that they need to find out about this man. CNN even covered the video of my confrontation. The media are now asking, why is this guy, David Rockefeller, meeting with Agustin Edwards here in Chile? We know that at least Sebastián Piñera, who is the current president of Chile, called for a world government, literally a world government, during meeting EPIC last year. And we know that vaccines are damaging little kids. Here we had a little case of a little child called Max from Talca in the south of Chile, who was paralyzed by the H1N1 flu shot.
So it sounds like folks are waking up in Chile, but yeah, your politicians are just flaunting it in your face. Are folks aware in Chile that David Rockefeller, over Kissinger, was involved in honchoing some of the Pinochet activities?
Yes, yes, they're very involved in that. There's a lot of documentaries made in Chile about that, about what happened. But they are still trapped by the left-right paradigm. I uploaded this video, and they say that, oh, I am a communist because this takeover of Chile was right-wing. Well, I would say to them that Rockefeller was also involved, praising Mao or praising Fidel Castro in Cuba.
They play both sides of the authoritarian right and left, and they try to keep us frozen in that.
Yes. Well, Rockefeller was also involved giving rewards to Ricardo Lagos, a former Chilean president, who has called for world governance to fight a global warming. You can find his videos. He was a special envoy from the United Nations to South America about this previous to Copenhagen, the meeting. In Chile, we have something called Council of Americas, of the Americas, that's derived from the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission, and was founded by David Rockefeller.
He's founded more than 60 globalist groups, and they, like, praise him at the UN and admit he's the one single-handedly, you know, if you had to pick one person who's been at the center of traveling the world to set up this world government, and praising Mao, the biggest mass murderer in history. Matias Rojas, I was going to take off this Friday and take my children camping. Then I got a call from Ron Paul, and he's able to come on Friday, so I'm going to go ahead and do the show Friday, at least the first hour, if we nail that down. Paul Watson was going to be sitting in. I'd like to invite you to stay on the line, and if you can, maybe come on for 30 minutes with Paul Watson on Friday. Joel Skousen's also set. So it's going to be Alex Jones, Paul Watson, Joel Skousen. I'd like to give you 30 minutes more. We'd like to hear from you with your great knowledge about what's happening in South America, in beautiful Chile. But we salute you, Mr. Rojas, from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for defending liberty and humanity. God bless you. What a great man. We all can
extend your life with Extendovice. When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with
Extendovite. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, even arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care, and right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Mateus Rojas, down in Chile, confronts Rockefeller, brings up real issues. I knew when I saw it 2 days ago and we posted it on InfoWars.com and it had about 200 views, it was going to go big. And now, CNN, media outlets all over the world are carrying it. It's big news in South America. And people are asking, why was this young man saying he's a killer? And they're talking and debating the eugenics. See, if we lay down, we know they win. But if we stand up, we're going to win. We have the truth. They're telling us communist China is good and that they're the good guys when this group that runs it is killed more people than Hitler ever thought about. See, they're trying to just get us to accept tyranny and death and desensitize us. And I just salute Mr. Rojas with what he's done and talking about how they want to destroy the family and sterilize us. That is so wonderful to see a 17-year-old man having this effect. Just like when I saw Luke Radowski going to the CFR and confronting people, he was getting almost no attention, and we had him on the show to give him a platform. And that's why this show is so valuable, is that so many times we're able to put people on air and turbocharge the incredible work they're doing so they can then be an example to others. And now look at how Luke has been an example to countless others. And I go to that young man, 17 years old's website, and he's got our films uploaded in Spanish. He's working hard. He's reaching hundreds of thousands of people a week if you look at the hit counters. Before he did this, One guy using the enemy system of YouTube reaching hundreds of thousands a week. Now he's reaching millions this week. You got to have that fight in you. And you got to recognize who the enemy is. China's corrupt and murderous. The Chinese people are not bad. They're fighting back. Our government supporting China is propping that up. The people of Mexico are great, hard-working, smart people. Their government tries to scapegoat them against the U.S. in nationalism so that they don't take their own government back. And our corrupt government, the big banks, keeps the corrupt government in place. And every time they try to have a real election, the election experts from the U.S. go down there and help people cheat. That's on record with Calderon right now. It's the people against the globalists. So the globalists try to divide us into the camps of communist or conservative. When we were given a fake conservative police state and a fake communist liberal system, and by fake, they're not real. They're false choices, all financed by that piece of trash, David Rockefeller. We want the globalists to stop what they're doing. We want the out-of-control corruption to end. Now, joining us with incredible information is Lindsey Williams, and we will do 20 minutes of overdrive in the next hour because I need to have him at least for an hour and 10 minutes or so. I wasn't going to even do 2 hours, but I have meetings I have to go to, so I apologize to Lindsey for that, but I'm sure he doesn't want to do 2 hours to begin with. We're going to go to him in just a moment, but there's major breaking news. Remember a month ago we had Attorney Phil Berg and Tarpley and Madsen and everybody else on, liberal, conservative, doesn't matter, investigators. And it's clear Obama is an Indonesian citizen. That's not debated. His real name is Barry Sitaro. He gave up his U.S. citizenship. He's ineligible to be U.S. president under federal law at that time. And it's retroactive. He's probably born in Kenya. The evidence is about 90% that direction. We know he worked for the CIA, and so did his mommy and all the rest of them, and his daddy, and Ford Foundation, along with Geithner's dad. They came up together. Now, the Democratic governor, Neil Abercrombie, and we're going to Lindsey Williams, but I want to get Lindsey's take on this first. Neil Abercrombie, he came out a month ago when he was about to get sworn in. You know, in December, he said, when I get in January, which he's now done, I'm going to go get the birth certificate. And I'm going to put it out. But he said, I need permission from Obama, so please let me. And the White House was mum. And even Chris Slimeball Matthews on the same channel as Mr. Maddow said that, why don't you just release the original birth certificate? They went from denying that his real birth certificate hadn't been given out and saying that receipt, that computer printed receipt was it. No, that wasn't the blueprint copy. That wasn't the signed one by the doctor with the baby feet on it. And now the governor is saying it's not there. I don't know what to do. Now, this is on WorldNet Daily. We've got it linked up on Infowars.com and PrisonBlotter.com. Hawaiian governor can't find Obama's birth certificate, suggests controversy could hurt president's reelection chances. Maybe there's a reason Obama bows to the British royalty, to the communist Chinese, to the Saudi royalty, to anybody and everybody. He bows and they don't even tip their head. He bows and then they don't even, because sometimes I shake hands and tend to, like friendly hi. It's like, ah. But no, he's a moo. And then he lies and says he's picking something up. This guy's blackmailed, period. And we know he is. Hawaiian Governor Neil Abercrombie suggested in an interview published today that a long-form hospital-generated birth certificate for Barack Obama. And Marley, let's link through to that actual Hawaiian article and post a blurb on that and then link to it. It's the first link in the WorldNet Daily. Let's get that on InfoWars as well. Hawaii governor can't find Obama's birth certificate, suggests controversy could hurt president's reelection chances. Governor Neil Abercrombie suggested in an interview published today that a long-form hospital-generated birth certificate for Barack Obama may not exist within the vital records maintained by the Hawaiian Department of Health. I mean, I remember like a decade ago, my grandmother, for some reason, had to get her birth certificate from the 1920s and got it. I mean, they've got all those. Oh, sorry. Not on a guy born in 63. Sorry. Abercrombie's spokesman in Honolulu ignored again today another series of repeated requests made by WorldNet Daily for an interview with the governor. We're going to get Dr. Jerome Corsi, who's been to Africa to cover this in Kenya and got arrested, not allowed to go talk to Obama's grandma. who says, oh, he was born here. They got statues in Kenya saying he was born there. His wife in speeches in 97 and 98 said, my husband from Kenya went back to his homeland of Kenya where he was born. Toward the end of the interview, the newspaper asked Abercrombie, you stirred up quite a controversy with your comments regarding birthers and your plan to release more information regarding Barack Obama's, President Obama's birth certificate. How's that going? And in response, Abercrombie acknowledged the birth certificate issue will have political implications for the next presidential elections that we simply cannot have. And he went on to say that they are unable to find it. Sorry to interrupt part of the interview with that, Lindsey Williams, but this is a pretty big piece of news here that the governor's now saying, he said, I'm going to release it, and now he's saying we can't find it. What does that sound like to you? Do we have Lindsey, are you there?
Right here, Alex, thank you.
Lindsey, sorry to get you on a little bit late. What's your take on the governor, Abercrombie, who promised to release Obama's birth certificate, now saying they can't find it?
Every bill that Mr. Obama has signed since he went into office will be null and void if it can be proven that he was not a born citizen of the United States of America. I think this is big news, and Alex, I'm so glad that you're bringing it out.
Well, talking to your elitist friends, Ken Fromm, who now passed in December, and then the other Mr. X, who I know who he is, but we're not going to say his name, he's living. What is their view of Obama? Because everything they've told you over the years, you know, about oil prices are going to go up this much, then they're going to go down, now they're going to go up. It's been very accurate and tied into similar info I've gotten from Bilderberg moles. But there was, in the 2008 election, your sources, didn't they tell you, though, that they thought Obama was going to lose? Or were they, or, I mean, what's the story on that?
The one expression that Mr. Fromm gave me one day when we were talking was, he said our man from Arizona here, he said, he is our man. That's what they wanted, but they have been able to very well control Mr. Obama. But they're in real trouble now, because if this birth certificate issue comes up, everything this man has done is null and void. The health care bill, since he signed it, it has no power whatsoever if he's an illegal president.
Well, that's going to cause a constitutional crisis. We're going to go to break and come back and get into the new information you've been given, how the information you were given 3 months ago, and it was September we had you on. You said it's going to go up to 150, and then we had you on again in December. You said 150 to 200 from your source. You've got new information on the food going up, on the rest of it, and we're going to get to all that. But what is your view of them putting up Chinese flags on Pennsylvania Avenue? That's not done for the British or anybody else. And the media talking about how America's done and China is the new global power. And then the Chinese president talking bad about the U.S. and saying the dollar is a thing of the past. I mean, what's going on here from your inside sources?
We have been betrayed. Now, Mr. Fromm said before he passed away, he made the statement to me one day. You heard me give it on your program back about a year and a half ago. He said, China is the big one. Watch China and Russia. He said, never mind what's happening over the Middle East. He said, don't pay any attention to North and South Korea. He said, the important thing is China and Russia. Watch them.
I remember,
we
yeah.
Literally are being sold out by Washington, D.C. right now. And Mr. Fromm warned me about this back a year and a half ago, that this was part of their plan. And I told it right here on your program.
No, that's right. You put videos.
I must inform your listening audience of what I am hearing in the last few days. And you know, on Sunday when I was with you, I tried my best to give some of the things that I've been hearing just lately. I had, I think, 5 communiques from my other elitist friend last week. Oh, my gracious, the things that are out there are exciting.
Okay, well, I'm going to try to then shut my mouth when we come back, and you just give us the bombshell points up front, and then we'll come back in the next segment after that and get into each one in detail. We'll then backtrack to the previous predictions that are coming true. But then you also, you talked about them maybe taking a back step. I want to quantify that. But and then later, before you leave us, I want to get back into where they see China going. Obviously, the muscle to deindustrialize the U.S., the muscle to own our debt. We've been put into this subservient position, just like China was occupied by foreign colonial powers. We're being occupied by the modern colonial bankers who have worked this mischief upon us. But it's all based in fraud. We can stand up any day and say no, but our government's compromised. That's why China's a danger. Because they work for the globalists as well.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Okay, I wanted to come back and get into the five new pieces of info that tie into the past, very accurate info, with this former oil company, major oil company CEO, the former director of operations for Atlantic Richfield, Ken Fromm, his other big source, died. This guy, again, he's talked about both of them in his book written 20-something years ago. This other guy is even more high-powered, and I was asking Lindsay what else he wanted to cover, and he wanted to basically warn me during the break, so I like all this to be out in the public here. And I am aware that we're starting to really reach more people. Tell folks what this high-powered elitist and his wife told you, and then let's get into a boil-down of some of the key points you're going to be covering, Lindsay.
Alex, you're making an impact. I mean, you're making an impact to the point that they're beginning to sit up and take notice of what you're doing. You know, I've been on the firing line now for 35 years, and two different times I've been threatened, one time with my life and another time my family was threatened. And then, of course, I had to back off on a few things, but I didn't back off on telling all the things I've been given. But you, Alex Jones, and InfoWars, oh, my goodness. You know, sometimes a person's wife will say things that the man won't say. And as a result, I've been getting some communiques here lately about some things that you definitely are doing. Now, there are some other big names out there also that have been there for a long time. But you've stepped up to the plate now to the point that they're beginning to take notice of what Alex Jones is doing. And, folks, I want you to know out there in Alex's listening audience right now, I'm getting from the elite the fact that Alex Jones is making an impact, and they're beginning to watch him real close, as they've been doing me for many years, and such people as Rush and Sean and a few others. But now Alex Jones has stepped up to the plate, and Alex, you are getting major attention. Now, folks, there's one thing you must watch. You probably noticed that gasoline has gone up 6 cents a gallon in the past week's time. Watch crude oil prices, and you will know the progression of the elite. I can't stress enough. You must hear some of the things that I've been hearing lately, and that is the elite are right on time with their timeline. The new Congress has not changed their timeline. They do not have any intentions in changing it. The end of 2012 is their timeline, and I can't stress enough to watch the crude oil prices, and you will know the progression of the elite's program. This is what was told to me back 2 years ago. I gave it on Alex Jones' show. I said that crude oil prices would stay somewhere around $70 to $80 a barrel for 2.5 years, folks. It's not that Lindsey Williams is a prophet. It's just that I have been talking with the elite because of their respect for me of giving 3 years of my life to be their chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. Now, you must watch what they're saying. Crude oil prices is the key to noticing. It just started up back about 2 months ago. 6 cents in 1 week's time. And you, every person out there in Alex Jones' show, listening audience, you can watch the price of crude oil. This doesn't take even going to the computer for you. Just watch it at the local gas station. And this is the sign that Mr. Fromm gave to me that you will know the progression of what they're doing. Now, last weekend, my wife, my son, and I went to the grocery store. Oh, my goodness. You bound to know what's happening there.
Through them, Lindsey, all of this. You said 2.5 years ago, now 3 years ago, when oil was at 60, it's going to go to 150. It did. Then when it was at the peak, you said now it's going down to below 60, probably 40, went below 40. Then you said now it's going to run up to 70 for the next 2.5 years. But then when it starts up, look out. Everybody go out, have a good time now, enjoy your trips, your rides, because when it starts going up, and this is what the former head of operations Atlantic Richfield and the other guy, even higher level, were telling you. Please continue.
Yes, you are going to see $150 to $200 a barrel. They want it to go to $200. You're going to see at least $150 a barrel at the gas pump if they have their way within the next 6 to 9 months. Crude oil prices, you're going to see gasoline at the gas pump go up to $3 to $4 a gallon. Now, this is going to show up, and it's already beginning to show up at the grocery store. Last weekend, the family and I went to the grocery store. I try to keep stocked up at least 6 months to a year on certain things, and I noticed that my bathroom tissue was down a little ways. That's something you better have. It's kind of hard to use the old scissor robot catalog. They don't have them anymore. And I noticed that bathroom tissue, now a very well-known brand, I won't name it, had gone up $3 in 1 week. It went from $6 to $9 for the big pack of bathroom tissue in 1 week. Now, it is not that the bathroom tissue went up in price. The bathroom tissue did not increase in price at all. Folks, are you hearing this?
Real interest rates, not the fake ones they have on the news, are skyrocketing right now.
Yes, the bathroom tissue did not go up in price. The dollar decreased in purchasing value, and that's exactly what Mr. Fromm told me back 2 years ago. I came on Alex Jones' show and said it. He said you're going to be so poor in 2 years, you won't be able to do anything about it. You are seeing massive inflation now.
All right, Lindsey, stay there. Let's talk about the newest communiques from Mr. L. We'll just put a, we'll leave it at that. Stay with us. Long segment coming up. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Okay, Lindsey Williams has talked a lot about China and this new world order for 10 years on my show or more, but last 2.5 he's saying, watch China, watch China. We're being sold out to them. They're the rising power. This is the takeover. And certainly there it is. I mean, they have planned this whole thing, the deindustrialization, Walmart getting the exclusive deals to the slave labor to shut down U.S. factories and business, consolidate power. Now Walmart admits they're under Homeland Security. They're putting in the telescreen saying, watch your neighbor. They've got the forced inoculation plans that we've seen bits and pieces of under the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act for Walmarts to be forced inoculation centers and Walmart distribution centers to be FEMA command bases. I mean, these are cold-blooded folks. This is all using economy and business to destroy the free market, to build it up, to consolidate, to knock their competition out, and then shut off the free market. And it is just unspeakably wicked. Then they will convert to the, quote, green economy that's actually a neo-feudalistic prison city economy. And I showed you the British government-funded, London Guardian-sponsored cartoons last week that are shown to children in England and now in the U.S. where they said, it's wonderful. You only get meat once a year. You're only allowed to travel by bicycle unless you get a travel permit. Everything you do is surveilled. You live in these giant high-tech cities, but those that don't are allowed to go to ghettos. oh, it's too bad my sister's in that ghetto. And it looks like it's a dystopic nightmare, but they're saying it's good. And they mean it to be dystopic. But then they dress it as it's good so that you're shocked and then just go, well, I guess I'm acclimated. This is psychological warfare. All right, I'm sorry. Let's go back to Lindsay Williams. Lindsay, please continue. I want to get more into China later, but the latest communiques, the stuff that he has told you and how that ties in with what Ken Frahm was telling you on his deathbed, and then integrating that in with your statement to me off air that this other oil company executive, even more high-powered, who you've been interviewing and talking to for years, now he's really spilling his guts to you because we're getting so close to it. And the fact that he comes from a little different perspective or angle. Quantify that. You've got the floor.
There positively is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world. Folks, I beg of you, listen to everything Alex Jones says. He's been trying to tell you this for years, and I verify everything he said there. And it's by the providence of God. I must give him the glory, Alex. Please, bear with me a second. I got to give God the glory for all of these things that I have been allowed to know over the years. And it's by the providence of God that I had the privilege of having the confidence of some of these people, two different ones especially, and as a result, am able to tell you what I'm telling you today. Now, qualify? Yes. The other individual who has been willing to give me information, I guess sometimes families are pretty close, and oftentimes you get more from wives than you do from their husbands. And some of them are very concerned. You'd be surprised about what even they are doing.
Oh, most of them are running the third world redoubt.
To give me some things. Now, please, notice the expression, and then I got to qualify it. No shortage on the grocery store shelves. You're finally beginning to see this. I know a lot of you have been saying, oh, we're going to have a shortage of food and food and food. No. You remember that I was told a year and a half ago there'd be no shortage on the grocery store shelves, but you will go hungry. Why? Because you won't be able to buy it. Now, listen to these things. You can see them for yourself. Number one, listen to the grocery store shelves and the prices as they go up. And you'll, again, secondly, listen at the gas pump. Please, listen to that gas pump next time you fill up your vehicle. It went up 6 cents in 1 week. Gas did not go up. Did you catch that? Gas did not go up. The purchasing power of the dollar went down, and they're still giving OPEC $50 a barrel in purchasing power because the dollar is deteriorating, and that's exactly what this head of state of China has said to us. Well, he let the cat out of the bag. He said the dollar is going to be not the world currency anymore. And you're hearing it. Again, listen to gold and silver prices. Folks, if there's any way, there's some buzzwords you've got to listen to. The national liberal media is their mouthpiece. Hollywood is their perversion. And then there's Alex Jones out there who is telling everything exactly what they're doing, along with some of the other talk show hosts now beginning to say things that I said 20 years ago. They're finally beginning to come around and say it. Listen to my elitist friends. I beg of you. You know, there are very few people on the face of the earth who, by the providence of God, have been given the privilege of knowing some of these people as personally as I have over these 35 years. Please listen to my elitist friends and what they're saying, because they're telling you 1 and 2 and 3 years in advance everything that they're going to do. And Alex is bold enough to allow me to come on his program and tell you, you have to listen to the 3 hours of information that I just recorded on 2 CDs. Please do. And by the way, Alex, I am increasing it. One, do you remember last time I was on your program, I said you must do 12 things immediately.
Yes.
I'm increasing that to 13. You must do 13 things. I have had to add this last one. Here it is. You positively must take care of the physical needs of your household. From what I've been given by my elitist friend just in the past week or two, I've added this one. You've got to find a way to take care of yourself medically in your home. And this is the first time I've ever given this on the Alex Jones Show today. Listen to the voices of the elite. and you will know why. You positively must begin to take care of your own house.
Well, Lindsay, this is sounding, let me stop you for a minute because I want you to go on. This is sounding, you know, I talked about, I ran into a lady who, I'm not going to go too far into it, but one of the richest women reportedly in the U.S., which isn't really true. The people they advertise as the richest are mid-level. But I looked into who she was, found out that it was she was indeed one of the richest women in the country, you know, owned a defense company. I mean, the list goes on and on. And she said, this was 3.5 years ago, she said within 4 years there will not be, she said within 3 to 4 years there will not be a United States. And I said, what does that mean? And she and you know, maybe she got spooked. Maybe she got scared, but she was running off to the Cook Islands and leaving. And then I saw the news articles after that about elites and rich leaving and, you know, the Bushes and everybody moving to South America and all the rest of it. And a lot of the richest Jews in Israel are leaving Israel, by the way, and going to London for some reason. And so what you're saying is, I mean, having to have your own medical care at home, that sounds like road warrior level collapse or something.
30% of America's doctors plan to quit if Obamacare goes through. I was at the dentist. My wife was at the dentist the other day. He's probably one of the most leading dentists of the Phoenix Valley and Scottsdale area. And he had just been. He gave me this personally. He said, "I was just with the most prominent dentist, specialized in dental work in his area. He's been in the business now for some over 50 years. He's not a young comer." And he said that this dentist friend of his, and he had dinner together, and he said, if business doesn't pick up, now people don't have to have dental work done. They can have that tooth hurt. They don't have to have cosmetic surgery. Because of the economy being in such bad shape, people are not going to the dentist as they did. This most prominent dentist of the Phoenix Valley said to my dentist friend just the other day, he said, if my business doesn't pick up by June of 2011, that's this year, by June, he said, I'll have to close my office. I can't stay in business anymore. If Obamacare goes in, they're going to give them much less than what they're getting right now. 30% of America's doctors plan to quit. If it goes through, folks, you must begin to take some action to take care of yourself. He was playing racquetball, and after he got through, he passed out. They rushed him to the hospital. He didn't have any choice because that's what they automatically do, call 911. When they got through with three days of strenuous examinations, they had a new bill for $34,000 just because he passed out at the racquet court because he had taken too much of a health drink prior to it and it caused his heart to do something funny. Listen to the rest of this. They brought him in and they said, we notice you don't have insurance. And they said, rather than take a chance, they said, this is in your area. This happened in Dallas, Texas, by the way, Alex. And the doctors in the hospital said to him, okay, if you will pay us $5,000 right now, either check or cash, before you leave the hospital, we will count that as paid, and here's your bill for $34,000. Pay $5,000 right now, and we'll take it, or $34,000 if you don't pay before you leave the hospital. Folks, you can't depend on public hospitals any longer. There are things in the wind. You've got to prepare yourself for your family's medical needs, Alex.
Well, I mean, did your source say that, or is that just from your own research?
No, you mean this I gave you just then?
Yes.
Well, that was Stan Johnson. You know him. This happened to him last week in Dallas, Texas. I mean, you can call him up on the phone and ask him.
No. I'm saying the medical system falling apart. I mean, was that warning coming from your Mr. X?
Yes, I have been warned by this new elitist friend of mine as to what's happening as far as the medical system is concerned. He has talked to me at length about the medical system, and of course, the dentist that I mentioned just a moment ago is Dr. Hoskins here in the Phoenix Valley. I mean, these people are saying we have troubles in the medical system, and if Obamacare goes through, Lord have mercy on us. I have put down as number 13 now on the list of things that you positively must do within the next few days. I mean, you can't wait any longer.
All right, I want to expand on that.
If told me there are 13 things that you must do immediately if you're going to spare your house heartaches, and one of them, the one I've just added, you've got to begin to take care of your own medical needs, Alex.
All right. I want to just back up and point out, we know what the globalists do in third world countries. They implode. We have the 112-part IMF World Bank shock therapy order that they internally give countries. That was leaked in 2002, such a key point I talk about routinely. And they then give them economic orders that they know will further implode the economy. You could cut all government services and never pay the foreign debt off that's made up on the derivatives because you don't really owe it. But they implode the economy, raise the taxes, all the money goes offshore to enrich the globalists and our new Chinese owners teamed up with the private Federal Reserve. So all of that goes on, but we're already seeing it. Detroit. They're announcing they're going to get rid of half their schools. But you say, well, that's just Detroit. All over the country, Iowa, Ohio, California, you're hearing about 30%, 40%, 60% of the sheriff's deputies or police laid off. And the cops say, we're not going to respond to crime now. All we're going to do is raise revenue for ourselves. And some are honest. They say, buy guns to protect yourself. Others say, and don't let us catch you with a gun to protect yourself in your house. But some are honest and say, get guns. And then when citizens go out and buy guns, the media comes out. I've actually seen this on MSNBC. It's up on Prison Planet and says it's racism to buy guns. It's secretly for black people. Well, black folks are buying guns, too. I mean, this is crazy. You don't want government health care. You're racist. They just throw these buzzwords out that have nothing to do with it. But absolutely, China is building 300-mile-an-hour trains. We haven't repaired our rail lines in over 100 years. When my grandmother was going to college, she would take the train from East Texas getting her master's. She went to Baylor for her regular four-year degree. When she was getting her master's in education, shooting down to Houston, part of the week, she took a bullet train from Teague, Texas, that went over 100 miles an hour. So she'd get down to Houston in like an hour and get back in an hour. Now the trains can't go above about 45 miles an hour because the tracks are so bad. I mean, America is like in reverse here. Go ahead.
Yes, listen to Congressman Alan Grayson. He's from the House of Representatives. Now, I'm trying to give you things that you've got to listen to according to what my leaders are telling me. You've got to listen to what Alan Grayson said about MBS, mortgage-backed securities. You know, I was told, and please, folks, I don't want to keep tooting my horn, but these things were told to me by my elitist friends back a year, 2 years ago. They said that if they have their way, when they have their way, that the elitists of the world are going to own every piece of mortgage real estate in the United States of America, both commercial and residential. And I gave that on Alex Jones' show back a year, year and a half ago, when the MBS mortgage-backed security thing had not even come up as a major issue. Now, Alan Grayson came out. He's a member of the House of Representatives in Washington. And you've got to watch him on YouTube. He came out and said the identical same thing that I was told back a year and a half to 2 years ago, that they will take over by way of the Federal Reserve and ask you as the American people through the Treasury to give, to bail out mortgage-backed securities. And when they do, through the Federal Reserve, you'll be making your house payment to the Federal Reserve. And I was amazed. I sat here in awe as I watched Alan Grayson say this before the House of Representatives. He said exactly what Mr. Fromm said to me back a year and a half, 2 years ago. I was utterly appalled. You will be making your house payment when they have their way and all this is settled in. You'll be making your house payment to the Federal Reserve. Every piece of mortgage real estate in the United States of America will be taken over, and this is a part of that plan. And now, even some congressmen are bold enough to come out and say these things again.
Yeah, too big to fail is their program to purposely implode everything and then come in as the saviors and collectivize it even more and then tell us that China is our owner. It's just absolute high treason, and the media is telling us we're lazy, it's our fault. I've studied it. This country, a small part of the debt is the chicken feed entitlements. The real 1.5 quadrillion.
It's one of the first things I learned when I lived with these elitists of the world for 3 years' time. Money is not their question. Some of these people were so wealthy they could have written a check for $1 million a day the rest of their life and never spent their wealth. The name of the game is control. And people say to me so often on talk shows, why would these elitists of the world destroy their own country where they live? They aren't destroying their country. They are bringing the country to its knees. They bankrupt everything from the airlines to the railroads to what Alan Grayson talked about on the floor of the House of Representatives the other day. They bring it to its knees so they can buy it on for pennies on the dollar, and they let you as taxpayers finance it through the Federal Reserve, which is a total sham. No more than the Federal Reserve, no more part of the federal government than Federal Express is. And in the end, they're going to own every bit of this. This is their end goal, is to bring the entire system in America and much of Europe also to its knees so that they can own it, control it, and then over a period of many years and maybe a few lifetimes, they'll turn around and bring it back to the position it is right now under their control. They aren't destroying their own country. They are buying their own country through the Treasury of the United States of America, through the Federal Reserve, and you are going to give it to them. If you sit there much longer, you and your children are going to be slaves to the elitists of the world, and these people have been warning me of this now for the past number of years. Alex?
Stay there. I want to talk, Lindsay, about how we counter this, other things that the other Mr. X, Mr. L, as I call him, has been telling you. We'll be right back with Lindsay Williams. My website's InfoWars.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All they want us to do.
going into overdrive. Live into the next hour with Lindsay Williams. We'll take five phone calls for Lindsay with specific questions for him at 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. I've done 3 hours of the show now, 2 hours, 55 minutes, and I haven't plugged any of our sponsors that fund the whole operation, like PrisonPlanet.tv. Until the end of this month, you can get 5 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv, and your membership also supports what we're doing. We have the books, the T-shirts, the videos to wake people up, the best out there available on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. Please support us that way. Very important transmission, as you know. Please support our local sponsors as well. And the radio sponsors like eFoodsDirect.com. Super high quality, non-GMO, non-hybrid, freshly made every week. You know, this is new stuff, but you'll be having shipped to you, you know, maybe a month old. Most of the other storable food out there is 5-10 years old. They just keep, you know, selling old garbage. This is where I buy my storable food. This is what I believe in. They have gourmet prepared meals that last more than 10 years, the raw stuff. They got a whole bunch of different lines. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. And I also want to tell you about Diamond Gusset Jeans. He's running some great specials right now. They're made in America. The cloth, the sewing, 100% in Georgia and Tennessee. And I know a lot of you out there care about this country, but other people think it's funny to buy only Chinese goods. And, well, you're about to find out what that means. We're in a lot of trouble. But gusset.com/America. And they got a bunch of specials where if you get a couple pair of jeans, you can get free T-shirts and music CDs about buying American, great new country music CD. Gusset.com/America. Again, I'm probably going to be demonized by MSNBC for saying buy American, but I don't care. Again, Gusset.com/America. Even Harry Reid's not allowed to call Hu Jintao a dictator. He slipped up and told the truth, and the media is saying he's Satan. I don't like Harry Reid, but you can't say the guy's the political offspring of Mao Zedong. They're just as murderous as they ever were. But you can't say that. Sit down and shut up. I'm sorry. I hope you go to gusset.com/America. And we're just basically almost out of time for this hour. Lindsay, I want to give you the floor for the next 10 minutes or so when we come back to finish up. But of those five communiques, got about a minute and a half before this hour ends. Again, what are some of the other basic communiques? So the food price is exploding. We already see that happening. You've been saying that for 3 years. Now it's here, as you said, 2.5 years from now it would start. The oil going up. What are the other communiques? The latest stuff he gave you.
If your audience will allow me to let them hear the voices of the elite. After Mr. Ken Fromm passed away, I felt free to do something I've never done before. And I have actually recorded the voices of the elite on the two CDs, 3 hours. I beg of you, 13 things now that you positively must do. There's one I haven't even covered. I'm going to cover in the next hour in detail, Alex.
But to be specific, because we're almost out of time, and I want to give the number out, because it's important people to get these. You've got a whole bunch of DVDs where you put all these years of information and predictions together, and then the new information on two audio CDs where you take what Fromm and the other living executive have told you, and then show how later other elitists say it on C-SPAN and things. It's prophecyclub.com or 888-799-6111. We'll be right back.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.